Welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of October 1st, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. The Kearney County Library Board, at their last meeting, made some adjustments on how the Kearney County Library operates. The first adjustment is to the library's Johanna Schibelhut Room. The library is in need of storage space for decorations and books and to continue to offer library activities for our patrons. To achieve this purpose, the library board recognized that our community has multiple meeting rooms available for the public. Since the community has these other meeting rooms available, the library board has decided that the Johanna Schibelhut Room will no longer be available for public meetings and would become an activity and storage room for the Kearney County Library. This adjustment was effective as of September 27, 2017. The Kearney County Library has been fortunate enough to not raise service fees for over 20 years. With lowering valuations within the county, the Kearney County Library Board has determined that service fees and overdue fees need to be adjusted to assist in reimbursing the library's expenses for providing services to the community. The updated fees will begin November 1, 2017, and they are: for 8.5x11 and 8.5x14 black and white copies, it will become 25 cents per page. For 8.5x11 and 8.5x14 color copies, it will be 50 cents per page. For 11x17 black and white copies, it will be 50 cents a page. And for 11x17 color copies, it will be 75 cents a page. While using the die cut, if you use 8.5x11 or 8.5x14 paper, the cost for that paper will be 25 cents per paper. If you are using the die cut machine and you will be using the library's 11x17 paper, it will be 50 cents per page. And if you are using 8.5x11 cardstock or colored paper for copies or die cut machines, it will be 50 cents per page. If you are utilizing the die cut machine, if you bring your own paper, there will be no charge. For our laminating services, an 8.5x11 page will be $2 per page. 3/4 of an 8.5x11 page will be $1.50. 1/2 of an 8.5x11 page will be $1. A 1/4 or business card laminated page will be 50 cents per page. For larger projects with our laminating roll machine, it will be $1 per foot. For our faxing, the adjustments are: to send a fax, it will still be $2 for flat fee. In addition to the $2 flat fee, it will be 40 cents per page. Toll-free numbers will be charged a flat fee of $2, but not for any additional pages. For receiving a fax, it will be 30 cents per page. For our disc cleaning services, for a quick clean, it will be $1 per disc. For a deep clean, it will be $2 per disc. The adjustments that the library board made for the overdue fees for books, magazines, and or audiobooks, it will be 25 cents per day per item. For the DVD and Blu-ray collection, the adjustments to the checkouts will be: you can now check out 6 titles, and they will also be checked out for 14 days or a 2-week period, just like all the other materials within the library. The fees for the overdue materials for DVDs and Blu-rays will still be $1 per day per item. The library board and staff want to thank everyone in the community for their support for the library. We apologize for any inconvenience these changes might cause, and we appreciate the community's understanding in the direction the library board needed to take. The Kearney County Hospital is having their childbirth education classes again on October 4th and 5th. Each class is 2 sessions from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the hospital. Topics will include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, tour of birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. To register, you can contact Becky Chappell, the RN, at 620-355-7112 at extension 1521. The First Presbyterian Church is having their treasure sale Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to noon. They would enjoy seeing everyone there to see what type of treasures they can find. The proceeds for the sale are for college and camp scholarships. The Kearney County Council on Aging invites all Kearney County senior citizens 55 and above to their annual meeting Tuesday, October 3rd at 6 p.m. The dinner will be served at 6 o'clock with entertainment and a business meeting immediately following. Please make your reservations by calling 355-6482 no later than Friday, September 29th. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Monday the 2nd, they have middle school volleyball and football at Walsh. The beginning times are 4:30 and 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesday the 3rd, they have high school volleyball try at Rolla at 4:30 p.m. On Thursday the 5th, they have high school, middle school cross country at Cimarron beginning at 4 o'clock. On Friday, they have middle school volleyball at Moscow at 4:30, middle school football at Moscow at 6 o'clock, and high school football at Moscow starting at 7 o'clock. On Saturday the 7th, there's middle school, high school cross country at Lakin starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. This upcoming week for the Lakin School District, there is no school on Monday the 2nd for the High Plains League teacher in service. There's high school C volleyball here versus Stanton County at 5 o'clock. High school JV football here versus Stanton County at 6 o'clock. On Tuesday the 3rd, there's a High Plains League meeting at Salina. There's a high school volleyball at Elkhart starting at 5 o'clock. On Wednesday, Jostin's sophomore ring orders are at 9:45 in the morning. Football scheduled meeting at Salina at 10 o'clock. And Jostin's senior orders are at 10:30 in the morning. On Thursday the 5th, there's high school girls golf at Syracuse beginning at 1 o'clock. Middle school volleyball at Meade beginning at 4:30. High school volleyball here versus Yucatan starting at 5 o'clock, and this will be senior night. Also on Thursday, there's middle school football at Meade starting at 6 o'clock. On Friday the 6th, there's high school football here versus Holcomb at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday the 7th, there's high school volleyball at Scott City at 9 in the morning, middle school cross country here at 9 o'clock, and high school cross country here at 10 o'clock. Adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of a school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities for a pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks. Look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk. Take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles. Stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street. Walk, don't run across the street. And if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. Responsibilities for drivers are: yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Be prepared to stop. Come to a complete stop if a pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross. Never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. This upcoming week at the Kearney County Senior Center on Monday the 2nd, they have PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and they have an annual meeting at 6 o'clock that evening. On Wednesday the 4th, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10, Bible study at 10:45. The meal site will be at noon, and the meal for that day will be pork chop and mushroom gravy, mashed potatoes, peas, roll, and strawberry cake. On Thursday the 5th, there's coffee at 8. At 9:30, there's a KCCA meeting. At 10 o'clock, yoga. 11 o'clock, essential oils. And at 1:30, bingo. On Friday the 6th, there's coffee at 8. Brunch at 9. PATH exercises at 10. And at 1 o'clock, bridge. The Organic Certification Cost Share Program, or OCCSP, provides cost share assistance to producers and handlers of agricultural products who are obtaining or renewing their certification under the National Organic Program, or NOP. Certified operations may receive up to 75% of their certification costs paid by October 1, 2016 through September 30, 2017, not to exceed $750 per certification scope. The reimbursement application deadline is October 31, 2017. Eligible costs include application fees, inspection costs, fees related to equivalency agreement arrangement requirements, travel per diem for inspectors, user fees, sales assessments, and postage. Ineligible costs include equipment, materials, supplies, transitional certification fees, late fees, and inspections necessary to address National Organic Program regulatory violations. Producers and handlers may submit OCCSP applications to FSA county offices, or they may apply through participating state agencies. The FSA OCCSP application form is available at USDA's eForms site. By selecting Browse Forms and entering OCCSP in the title or keywords field on the search page, To learn more about organic certification cost share, visit www.fsa.usda.gov/organic or contact a local FSA office. Remember that the Kern County Museum is open Tuesdays through Fridays from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Be sure to stop by and view some of the county's artifacts. Other activities taking place next week for the county are on Sunday the 1st, there's the Prairie View 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock in Deerfield, Chantilly 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock at the Extension office. On Monday, they have a LHA meeting at the Laughlin Community Building at 6, People Pleasers 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock at the Fair Building, and in Deerfield they have a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 3rd, they have Masonic Lodge at 7:30, Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock, and in Deerfield they have their City Council meeting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday the 4th, they have Tops at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and the meeting begins at 8 o'clock. 4-H promotion at LGS is at 8 o'clock. Extension Executive Board meeting is at 5:30. 12 Piercers Quilt Guild will be at the Lincoln Recreation Commission at 7 o'clock. Knights of Columbus at 7:30. And in Deerfield, they have the 4-H promotion at the Deerfield Grade School at 3:30. On Thursday the 5th, they have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning, and then again from 1 in the afternoon till 3 in the afternoon. There's a fire meeting at 6:30, Lake and Gun Club at 7 o'clock, Eastern Star at 7:30, and Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. Then on Saturday the 7th, there will be 4-H ceramics. That's going to be it for us for this week. We hope everybody enjoys visiting with their family and friends in the upcoming week. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.